This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Argentina is 1-0 in group play in the World Cup down in Brazil. The Argentines lost a big one this morning in the U.S. Supreme Court, though. The justices declined to hear an Argentinian appeal on whether Buenos Aires has to pay back more than $1 billion to bondholders who've been fighting to get their hands on their money ever since Argentina defaulted back in 2001. The decision puts the Argentinian government firmly on the hook for the money and, its lawyers say, could force the country back into default all over again. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains the decision could also make it harder for other countries in financial trouble to get back on their feet.
After Argentina defaulted in 2001, it eventually got 90% of its creditors to accept pennies on the dollar of their investments. Wyn Thin is head of emerging market strategy for Brown Brothers Harriman.
They took a very hardline approach.
But a few investors said, no deal. We want all of our money back. They sued, saying, we don't care if everyone else agreed to lose their money. We didn't agree. And if you're paying them money, you have to pay us, too. The U.S. courts agreed, and Argentina may now default.
They just simply can't afford to pay this right now.
Bad for Argentina, but this is unlikely to spread into some regional or global financial crisis. Investors have generally stayed far away from Argentina since its default, but this may cause global problems in other ways.
You're sort of messing with a system that's working pretty well.
This is Peter Hakim, President Emeritus of the Inter-American Dialogue. When a country can't pay its debts, it usually does what Argentina did. Maybe not as aggressively, but it tries to get some proportion of investors to agree to take a haircut.
It's rare that you ever get 100% of the creditors accepting it.
The process could be much harder if you do indeed need to get every last investor on board. Eric LeCompte runs Jubilee USA, a religious global financial reform group.
This case will impact debt restructurings all over the world. It'll impact poor country access to credit.
LeCompte says money earmarked for development could be and is being diverted to pay creditors. LeCompte says for all the countries who have debt, it's a warning that getting out of that debt could prove much harder than anyone thought. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.